Chapter 11. The Cornridge UFO Experience. That night, everyone in Cornridge watched TV and saw the corn circles. They watched the interviews with Danny and Farmer Brown. Danny was famous, and he was very happy. The next day, Nick woke up late and went downstairs. He looked out of the window. There were lots of people in the cornfield. Farmer Brown was in his tractor, and behind the tractor was a big trailer full of happy people. On the side of the trailer were the words, Cornridge UFO Experience, £1. Danny was in the trailer too. He was the guide for the Cornridge UFO Experience, and the first visitors were his classmates. When the boys from Danny's class saw the corn circles, they were very impressed. They didn't laugh at Danny.
Danny isn't strange,
said one of the boys.
Danny was right,
another boy said.
Aliens exist.
Did you see Danny on television last night?
Asked a third boy.
He's an expert on aliens.
Danny took the boys to his bedroom and showed them his collection of alien magazines and telescopes. He was very happy. Joe and Nick watched all the people in the field and smiled all day long. That night, everybody in Cornridge was asleep. Suddenly, mysterious lights appeared above Farmer Brown's field. A strange metallic grey object appeared above the corn circle. It was a UFO. The UFO stopped for a moment, made a strange noise, and then suddenly disappeared. Nobody saw the UFO in Cornridge that night, only Bricky. He ran into the field and barked loudly. Then he lay on the ground in the centre of the corn circle, closed his eyes, and fell asleep.